better keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Today by Vicky Maroon with Brett Winner. Book report by Piper Wild. I have recently finished this book called Dewey. It's a true story about a cat and how he comes to call a library home. Dewey is a nonfiction book about a cat that lived 19 years, and that's old for a cat. Now, here are some of the things about the author. Vicky is a single mother and a farm girl. She lives in Spencer, Iowa. She has a daughter named Jenna. Vicky used to have a dog named Sandy. She and her daughter loved her. But one day, Sandy died. It was a sad day for both of them, but Vicky tried not to cry. She thought she had to be strong for her daughter. But when Joda went to school, she cried her head off. But Joda didn't see that. She thought she was a cruel person who did not care about her dog, but that was not true. Vicky loved that dog so much. Now let's talk about the book. Dewey is a kind-hearted cat who had never, ever hurt anyone. The children loved him, but he had a dark past. He was just 8 weeks old and suffering his first bitter winter. Then someone found poor Dewey and shoved him into the library drop box, where he was trembling with fear. Also, it was bitter cold, and he was in terrible condition. He was frostbitten, almost frozen to death, dirty, hungry, and was calling in agony for his mother. That's when Vicky found him and took him under her protective wing. Weeks passed, and Dewey was now calling the library home. He loved Vicky, and since she was the first person he saw, he thought she was his mother. Once Dewey got out of the library, it scared Vicky so badly that she was worrying about him all day, until Jean Hollis Clark found him and took him to Vicky. She was so happy to see her big orange buddy that she couldn't stay mad at him. Jean said he was under a car, terrified to move. After that, he would never go into the lobby except for when it was time for the staff to arrive. One day, one of the staff members named Doris found a tiny black kitten that was weak, frightened, and sick. Doris took it home. And the next day, she came in crying and said that the kitten had died during the night. A few weeks later, Vicky saw something was wrong with Dewey, so she took Dewey to the vet. Dewey hated being touched on the stomach. The vet told Vicky to turn Dewey upside down. She did that, and the vet gave Dewey a shot right in the middle of his stomach. Dewey screamed and bit Vicky's finger hard. After that, Dewey was terrified of the vet. Dewey was a very kind cat with a good heart and a loving touch. Vicky is a kind person and always willing to help something in need. The staff needed special permission from the public to keep Dewey, but he found a way to get into the heart of the public and readers too. Most of the stories and things are in the book are in the library, but some of them are at Vicky's house and the vet. What I like about the book is that we get to see Vicky's part of the story. My favorite scene in the book was when Dewey was in the library playing with Vicky, but she had to work. So he started knocking over pens on her desk one by one and staring at it as it fell. This scene is my favorite because he seems to say, "All right, if I can't play with you, I'll just knock these pens on the floor." I think Vicky's purpose of writing this book is that her best friend's memory lie. I love the way she wrote it because it's funny, sometimes a little sad, but most of it's about her best friend. I think if he knew how to read, he would love it. I learned not just Dewey's life, but a little bit of Vicky's life as well. I think Dewey, Vicky, and the other staff members made the book sound like it really did happen. I love Dewey and Vicky's characters, and they, the reason why I that is that they were funny, kind, and thoughtful. I feel like I was in the book as I read the story. I think they were well described and very realistic. The story was very interesting and believable. If you don't like cats, maybe this isn't the story for you. But if you do like cats, I bet you will love this book. The reason I think that cat lovers will love this book is it's because it's all about, well, a cat. I'm extremely happy I chose this book. It's a fantastic book and made me want to read more. Will Dewey be accepted by the public? You'll have to read Dewey to find out.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book.